question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, as we move from the NCF now to the personal connection segment of today's show, Mary and I are going to spend the next 10 minutes reconnecting with a longtime show friend, Mr. Travel Tall himself, Eric Giuliani, and we're sponsored by allform.com/carry.
Furniture shopping during the pandemic certainly has its challenges, but replacing your old worn-out couch or sofa could be as important as ever these days, so Allform can easily make it happen for you, and your new furniture will make you happier, and it's definitely going to make you a lot more comfortable. We're talking high-quality, handmade in America, armchairs, sofas, sectionals, and love seats, all at affordable prices made right in the States in North Carolina, and they arrive in just a few days.
Yes, they certainly do. We're loving our new Allform furniture, and they can be easily customized in all shapes, sizes, colors, fabrics, legs, and more. They come with a forever warranty. They offer a 100-day trial. Delivery is free. They'll send you free fabric samples if you want, and they'll also pick it up for free with a full refund if you don't love it, but we're pretty sure you will. Check them out at allform.com/carry. Save 20% or more off anything you purchase. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Eric Giuliani is making his sixth appearance in 5 years on our show today. He's got one of those travel stories that people found really captivating, as evidenced by the number of followers he amassed along the way. And I think in many ways, those of us who followed his 70,000-mile journey across all seven continents were inspired by why he chose the journey, but also how he did it, and the sheer fact that he didn't quit, even during some real downturns and hardships. So I'm going to leave it there and maximize our time with Eric. Let's reconnect and welcome him back to the show.
Well, appearance number six. Not too many people can say that, Eric. Mary and I welcome you back to RM World Travel.
Incredible. I hope this sets a record, and thank you guys so much for having me back on. I always appreciate it.
Well, you are very welcome, and we'll see about the 7th, 8th, or 9th, I guess. But I want to start here. You know, when you first joined us back on our March 12th, 2016 live broadcast, I know when I say it, 2016, the show was heard on about 260 weekly stations. Today, we're now heard on 470.
Amazing.
And many large market stations have joined the network, and really, I share that only because that means there are a lot of people out there around the country right now who have never heard you on with us, so I think it's a good place to start. I just want to give a brief recap. So you were living the good life in Miami, had a successful job with many materialistic things, but something was missing in your life, so you decided to get rid of it all, take an around-the-world trek, but to make things really interesting and also a lot more challenging, you did it without getting on an airplane. Good thing you didn't do it during the coronavirus, Eric, but as Mary just said, you traveled over 70,000 miles, seven continents. You had one hell of a journey. Did I accurately characterize things for you, for people listening around the country?
You nailed it. That is the perfect elevator pitch. I might steal that next time. And yeah, not much to add to it. The only thing was is I traveled primarily using only public transportation across all seven continents. So it was just kind of your local buses, boats, and trains to get from point A to point B all the way around.
Or foot power, because you did walk some of it, too.
Lots of walking, I remember.
A little bit of walking, not too much walking, but so some foot power as well.
So, Eric, let's fast forward to where we are now, 2021, 4 years after you completed your epic trip around the world. And in 2019, I remember when we had you on, we spoke about some of the tough times you had on that trip, some of the questioning whether you were going to continue on. Obviously, persist you did. Just the accomplishment of finishing a journey like that while bartering your way around the world for a place to stay is huge. So how are you doing today, and how are you different from that journey?
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, you know, being back, I really kind of focused on my writing. And so the past 3 years was the opposite of the travel, was every day you're in a different spot. And then the past 3 years, you're in the same spot and kind of self-reflecting on that journey. So I'm definitely, a different person in terms of always being in the same place. But I was really focused on writing the book, which I had just released. And, it was really kind of tapping into the creativity that I had learned and was harnessing along the way to write the book. So I feel kind of, in a different space right now in terms of creativity.
So for our listeners who are interested, the book's called Sky's the Limit. And, there's a lot of people that write books after they take epic journeys like yours. I think it's pretty common. But I think maybe some of the messaging, because I've read the book, is perhaps a little different. I want to know from you, I know how I felt after reading it, but what do you want readers to come away with for their own lives after reading your book and really about your journey?
Yeah, so my journey was really about not having any experience, and none of it was planned. And I really didn't like my corporate career, and so it was kind of a shift in getting away from that corporate career and trying to learn travel writing, travel filming, and travel photography with really no background at all. I didn't even own a camera, which is kind of one of the famous stories at the beginning of the book, mm-hmm. when I tried to learn photography. And so for me, it was really about you know, being able to express not just the travel and the great stories, kind of traveling down the back roads and from point A to point B, but also that transformation and how I actually did go and finance it and figure ways to get around the world by bartering. And so it's also, you know, that transformation side. And, you know, there's a little bit of a spiritual side of that. And then there's also kind of a little bit of a love story woven in there as well. But for me, kind of the main point is just really that it is possible. And I hope that's what people take away when they read the book, is that I didn't like where I was at, and I figured out ways to make changes. And then I found and followed and ultimately stuck with my dreams. And it is possible. It may not always be fun, but it was definitely worth it.
Well, I recall back to the first couple of times that we spoke. I mean, I said to you then, you're a doer. I mean, a lot of people in the world, they just, you know, there's a lot of talk and there's no action. And you, in this case, you clearly identified an issue and you said, I want to change it. And you did. But I do want to go in this direction with you, because in addition to the physical hardships that you faced and the financial hardships as well, Eric, because they're documented, you also had personal relationships you had to contend with. You just mentioned, you teased that a bit. I know you fell in love. Your parents met you in Athens. There were long stretches of isolating periods along the journey. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you can share about the challenges? Because, again, you didn't quit. You found a way to keep going.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys were super supportive, but at the end of the day, you know, when you're on the back roads in Africa or going through Asia or wherever, you're the one that has to kind of scrape together that motivation and determination every day. And I think that was like a big kind of learning point for me, is that if anybody's going to do this and anybody's going to kind of change their life, you know, you have to be the one to do it. So it was really like what I learned was just kind of how much determination I had, which I didn't really know working in the corporate world, because I was kind of working for somebody else and, you know, following their goals and their things. But when I was out there on my own, like, I really kind of feel like I tapped into this whole new perseverance. And I think that's kind of the beauty of dreams, if I'm being honest. Like, when you figure out what it is you're kind of meant to do, and that's what this whole journey felt like. I felt like I was really meant to do this with my life. You know, it kind of carries a special power and a special force that, you know, helps you kind of get over some of those times you mentioned, like being isolated and, you know, getting stranded in Siberia and things like that. So it was just a huge, huge, like, learning curve, but a lot of self-growth along the way.
Well, I'm curious how you're doing today, 4 years later, because after such a journey like that, that I would think affected you, and you've articulated it well today, in so many levels, spiritually, physically, emotionally, where are you today, especially coming out of this pandemic where we have been home?
Yeah, you know, I was so focused on the writing of the book during the pandemic, even, mm-hmm. because I just released the book about a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, actually. And so I've been just so locked in and so focused, because writing a book, especially with no experience, is so challenging. And that's part of the transformation. So I've just been super locked in. And just kind of now, once you cross the finish line in actually publishing the book and having it available and all that, now you have to sell the book. And so that's a whole new race.
So you'll be busy.
Yeah, so honestly, I'm just still in the midst of the journey. Even though the travel's done, that was just kind of the first finish line. And then the book was the second finish line. And, you know, we're just kind of getting there with hopefully being able to sell it. And I really want people to read it and hopefully enjoy it.
Well, I know we have you in the personal connection segment of our show today. And we did that because, you know, when you mentioned earlier, as far as us being supportive, and we were, because when, you know, when we first heard
we
about
found you when you were first starting out.
And I know some of the crazy ways.
You're my favorite.
Well, thank you. But I know some of the crazy ways we had to connect. And, you know, did you have connectivity? Did you not?
Thailand,
I know, tried Skype, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But what we really identified with, Eric, when it comes down to it, we talk so often about travel being transformational, or the connections mm-hmm. that we make. And what you obviously epitomize that, because if you think about all of the people, whatever country you were in, that you would have encountered, from somebody who might have been driving the bus to the hotel you were staying at to somebody teaching you mm-hmm. photography, it obviously changed you in a way. And travel, in your case, has made you a different person.
Yeah, and the amazing thing, too, is, like, crossing through, you know, 7 continents and over 50 countries and on all those bus rides, like, the amazing thing is, and the same thing that kept coming back to me, is that we're all just so, so similar. And that's the beauty of it, really, is that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in Mozambique or Malawi or in Cambodia, or the people that I met in Antarctica. Like, we are all just so similar. And I just, you know, hopefully that comes across in the book. And, mm-hmm. and hopefully that's a message that resonates with my travels as well.
Well, I want to give people a chance right now. You know, you can connect with Eric yourself. His website is just traveltall.com. So it's an easy website. But if you want to pick up the book, and we would encourage you to do that. Again, as Mary said, it's called Sky's the Limit. You can find that at your favorite book retailer. Eric, you know, as always, we really enjoy the conversations with you. I appreciate the check-in again today, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys a million. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get that 7th, 8th, and 9th guest appearance on sometime.
Well, you better be nice to Valerie and Kayla. Don't make it happen, okay? All right, take care.
Right. Great catching up. Take care, Eric.
Bye-bye.
All right, so great to connect with Eric.
It's Mary. A reminder what a great guy he is. I mean, that's no easy feat.
No, it's not.
And, 7 and really, continents, 3 years.
Sky's the
no
limit. But check out the website, thefunnesttraveltall.com. As we get ready to take this quick sponsors break, I can see it's almost 11:30 a.m. Eastern time here on the 27th of March. 30% of the show still remains, so stick around and don't touch that chair.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.